Breakfast Briefing
with Gallagher, providing business insurance, financial planning solutions and personal insurance nationwide.
We'll begin with the Irish Times, which looks at policing in Ireland, and it tells us that the Garda Commissioner, Drew Harris, has been approached by the government about another extension to his contract. However, Drew Harris has turned down the offer. The Irish Times understands two approaches were made to Drew Harris about staying on. He would have to agree and then formally apply to the government to remain serving beyond 60. Drew Harris reaches 60 next year, but apparently he's turned down this offer. He's now indicated he won't take up a second extension. So he's moving on from the police force, from the Garda Síochána, after a 7-year Garda tenure by the time he leaves in about 10 months. So there is a major dispute among senior officers over plans to fill the post of deputy commissioner, also ongoing at the moment. That's the main story on the front of the Irish Times. It also looks at the Ombudsman for Children survey and taking one aspect of it. More secondary school students oppose lowering the voting age to 16 than support the idea. So there is this notion that young people are all mad to vote and they want to lower the voting age to 16, but actually just 39% of those under the age of 18 want the voting age lowered to 16, according to a survey of 1,036 secondary school students. Just 7% thought young people's opinions are considered by politicians when making decisions about children, with 38% saying rarely and 19% saying never. This is a huge survey which the Ombudsman for Children has carried out, and Niall Muldoon will be on News Talk Breakfast this morning. It also makes the front of the Irish Independent. Watchdog force alleged abusers to leave family home. Domestic abusers should be removed from their homes following allegations of violence to stop the moral bankruptcy of making victims homeless, the Children's Ombudsman has said. Dr. Niall Muldoon also says ministers can't blame the pandemic or the invasion of Ukraine for failures to act on child homelessness over the past 10 years. So the Children's Ombudsman Office celebrating 20 years in existence, and the Ombudsman has a lot to say in the papers today on it. Taylor Swift is on the front of the Irish Independent as well, photographed with Emma Keneally, one of the Irish Taylor Swift fans, due to see her idol in Vienna before the gigs were cancelled. Emma said she was devastated that the gig was cancelled, but obviously it could have been a massive tragedy. I did find it quite interesting hearing on the news there the fans gathering on the streets of Vienna, and I guess what they were doing, because the Taylor Swift fans want to show that they're not affected by this and they want to share their bracelets. But you do sort of raise an eyebrow when there's a terror threat and the gig is cancelled, that then they gather in large numbers on the streets of Vienna. But it all passed off peacefully, thank God, and the fans had their own concert on the streets of Vienna. The Irish Daily Mirror also goes with Taylor Swift on the front page. Machete and bomb plot on Taylor Swift fans. The details behind this are shocking. It really was a credible threat. Two teenagers allegedly plotted to murder Taylor Swift fans with machetes and a bomb in Vienna. One posted menacing pictures of himself. I also saw as well that one of them apparently got a job as a security guard at the gigs very recently. So God knows what could have happened. Thank God for intelligence. And that'll have to be shared now with the UK authorities ahead of Taylor Swift's Wembley gigs. There will be a lot of Irish people flying over for the gigs in Wembley, and hopefully they can still go ahead. The Irish Daily Mail: we simply can't build that many new homes. Housing figures lauded by the Minister Dara O'Brien need to come with a huge caveat. Officials in the Department of Finance have warned. They say there's simply not enough capacity to build homes that quickly. Each month, the Department of Housing releases figures for new home commencements, which spiked to 18,000 in April. Housing Minister Dara O'Brien praised the achievement by his own department. However, the figures are based on commencement notices filed with the intention to start construction, but it can take a year and a half to actually build the houses themselves. The Irish Examiner looks at the amount of restaurants that have closed down since last September. 570 restaurants, cafes and other food businesses have permanently shut their doors over the last year, since last September, according to new figures from the Restaurants Association of Ireland. And this is obviously due to rising business costs. An increase in the VAT rate is what the Restaurants Association would say. Amazing, though, some of these businesses survived a recession and they survived a pandemic and having to be closed for a long time, and they survived Russia's invasion of Ukraine, and only now in 2024 they're suffering so much that they have to close their doors. We'll have more about that on News Talk Breakfast as well. Then the papers on the front pages also look at the Olympics. The Irish Sun, I'll tell you, no pressure on Rashida Adelecki. The front page of the Sun, a nation holds its breath. Sprinter Rashida Adelecki's proud mum has told how she's bursting with pride as Ireland holds its breath for the final tonight. The race is at 7 p.m. and her mother will be joined in Paris by many of Rashida's former teachers, and added the whole of Ireland is so proud of her. And then the front of the Irish Daily Star, the track will be 90, biggest street party since Italia 90 as Adelecki up tonight. Looking at some of the other semi-finals, she's up against very stiff competition. So, look, we'll chat about it very, very shortly, but I wouldn't like to be here this morning with all of this pressure on her from Ireland. Inside the papers, Gardaí are warning in the Irish Independent, students searching for accommodation for the upcoming term, that if the rent seems too good to be true, it probably is. A dozen students have reported losses of nearly €21,000 to fraud last month. The majority of the fraud victims last month were based in Ireland, but two students lost €5,000 before moving here. So people are being deceived on social media and online adverts, and Gardaí are appealing now to people to be wary of rental scams. This happens every year in or around this time, as there's a panic to get a place for college, somewhere to stay. So there has been an increase in student accommodation fraud, so just be aware of that. If you're wondering about the weather for the weekend, well, the Mail has a preview. We could be sizzling at the weekend with temperatures as high as 25 degrees on Sunday, which is lovely, except then you're told that it's going to be raining as well. So a mix of humid temperatures, sunny weather and outbursts of rain have been a feature all week, and the weekend will be no different. Today is a brighter day overall. Saturday we can expect sunshine and well scattered showers, and Sunday is uncertain. Current indications are it will be generally dry, but with persistent rain moving into the west and southwest on Sunday, and it'll be warm, 19 to 25 degrees. And then on Monday, I have to go to a wedding on Monday. Monday looks like it's a mixed bag as well. So that's the story of the weather for the weekend. Warm and wet and a bit dry, just like the whole summer has been, essentially. We were chatting a couple of weeks ago about this tin whistle world record attempt in the Mirror today. They have lots of photographs from it. More than 2,500 tin whistlers blew away a world record at the FLA yesterday in Wexford. Players from all over the world came together for the attempt at Chadwick's Wexford Park Stadium, and history was made because 2,516 people shattered the Guinness World Record for the most tin whistles at the same time. So congratulations to them. I would need the headache tablets if I was there listening to tin whistles from 2,500 people, but I'm sure it sounded beautiful if you're into that kind of thing. Two final stories, one for you from the Telegraph. If you're fed up of self-service checkouts in supermarkets, well, there's an interesting one in the Telegraph, because Asda is going to put more staff on checkouts. They're trying to get customers back because they say their self-service technology has reached its limit. Too many people using self-service checkouts now, and then others are... There's a bit of a backlash on these self-checkouts from customers who sort of say that it's ruining the shopping experience. So Asda is hiring more staff. Tesco has been forced to defend its use of self-checkouts after an outcry from customers last year. Tesco believed that at the end of the day it provides a better customer experience, but Asda hiring more staff to put them on the checkouts. And I know for a lot of people, because half the time with these self-service checkouts, you need the staff to help you anyway, because things don't scan properly. Final story from the Star. One in five men won't take their top off at the beach because of their hairy back and shoulders. A poll of 2,000 men revealed 21%, a fifth of men, avoid a dip in the sea because they're self-conscious about their furry bodies, and 27% would be worried about showing off their man boobs and their bellies. 30% of men prefer to keep their body hair trimmed, compared to 27% who embrace it, and 45% of men will religiously trim the area they'll have on show, like their beard and the top of their neck, but anything that only gets an occasional outing remains unshaven. Those are the stories in the papers.
Breakfast Briefing
with Gallagher, providing business insurance, financial planning solutions and personal insurance nationwide.